Now, the year is 1867. The Civil War had just ended, and in the town of Charleston, well, they were just starting to rebuild, when a Dr. Rembrandt Cavanaugh blew into town. Now, folks remember Dr. Cavanaugh as being a tall, elegant man, with one blue eye and one green eye. And when he smiled, his teeth were white and sharp, like a shark. Now, Dr. Cavanaugh was an apothecary. He was a provider of pills, potions, and prescriptions. Now, his idea was to open his apothecary down on the narrow King Street by the docks, to offer his pills, potions, and prescriptions to the sailors that were still aboard the Union ships, and sell overpriced medicine to the people in town. The problem was that the Union ships already had their own apothecaries, and well, people of Charleston were flat broke. Now, if this happened to you or I, we'd probably pull up our stakes, head out west and try our luck out there, but not Dr. Cavanaugh, for that man had the mind like the back of a nickel-plated watch. And he got to putting those gears a-going, trying to come up with a solution to his problem, and suddenly, his blue eye flashed, and his green eye flashed, and he smiled, and his teeth were white and sharp, like a shark. And he realized that if he really wanted people to come to his apothecary, he was going to have to give them a reason to come. What he needed was a gimmick. Now, the people at Charleston thought Dr. Cavanaugh had lost his mind. The first thing he did was he went into town and he placed an order for the largest sheet of plate glass anyone had ever heard of. Then Dr. Cavanaugh was spotted in a rowboat going to the Union ships, talking to the ship captains and leaving his business card. People found all sorts of reasons to go down to the narrow King Street by the docks to see what was going on in that apothecary, but someone had put up black velvet curtains over the windows, so although you couldn't see what was going on, you could certainly hear it, because there was banging and sawing and hammering, and there was a steady stream of sailors coming and going from the apothecary with little packages hidden underneath their arms. Everybody in town was talking about what was going on in that apothecary, and when they thought they could take their curiosity no longer, a sign went up in front of the apothecary, and it said, 10 days until the Hall of Wonders. And the next day it said, 9 days until the Hall of Wonders. And the next day it said, 8 days until the... Well, you get the idea. Well, the 10 days had passed, and almost half the town was down there on the narrow King Street by the docks. And there was Dr. Cavanaugh. And his blue eye was flashing and his green eye was flashing. And his teeth were white and sharp like a shark. And he announced to the people that for the price of a penny, he would show them something they had never seen before or would ever see again in their lifetimes. The people were so curious. They would have paid a dime, a quarter, even a Yankee dollar to see what was going on inside. Well, they threw their pennies down into his bucket, and Dr. Cavanaugh let the first crowd of people into the Hall of Wonders, and the oohing and the aahing and the gasping and the gaping began. Because the inside of the Hall of Wonders, well, they had taken down the walls, and in their place they had put rows and rows and stacks of glass tanks filled with fish of every size, color, and description. Every tank had a brass plaque that listed the type of fish that were there, and someone had changed the lighting in the room and replaced it with a magic lantern and made everything seem to shimmer and shine as if they were in the ocean itself. The people went up to the tanks, they tapped on the glass, and they were amazed at what they saw. I mean, the people of Charleston had seen fish before, on a plate or maybe on a hook, but they had never seen fish swimming freely around them. Then Isaac Sims, Dr. Cavanaugh's trusted assistant, he took the first crowd of people down a long, dark corridor. And at the end, there was black velvet curtains. Someone pulled on a rope, and the curtains parted, and there was the sheet of plate glass holding back murky emerald water. Oh, and there was something swimming around inside, and at the base of the tank, there was a brass plaque with a single word. And the word was mermaid. Well, the people went up to that tank, and they could see something swimming around inside. Sometimes they caught a flash of a silvery scale, or a bit of white skin, or a lock of blonde hair, but before they could see what it was, the curtains fell back into place, and Isaac Sims took the crowd up to the second floor where there was the apothecary, just in case there was a pill, potion, or prescription they might be interested in buying. And then Dr. Kavanaugh led in the next crowd of people, and the oohing and the aahing and the gasping and the gaping started all over again. Well, people went back to the Hall of Wonders 4, 5, 6 times, and Dr. Kavanaugh started raising his rates, and soon his buckets were filling up with not dimes and quarters and even the odd Yankee dollar. The success of the Hall of Wonders might have continued to this very day if it hadn't been for the rain. For the month after the Hall of Wonders opened, a squall came in from the sea, and the heavens opened up over Charleston, and it rained. It rained so hard that the roofs leaked. It rained so hard that mud started oozing up between the floorboards. Waves and waves of cockroaches were being washed out from underneath the low-slung houses, and rats were drowning by the hundreds, and cats were drowning by the dozens chasing after the rats. And it rained like that, uninterrupted, for well over a month. Now, when it rains that long on a people, they start entertaining strange ideas. People wondered if they had done something to deserve all this rain, but the people decided it couldn't have been them, because no town with as many churches as Charleston had, there was just no way the people could sin that much. No, the people decided it had to be something new, something that happened recently. And that's when old Araminta Tucker started having her visions. Araminta Tucker was a local conjure woman who'd been plagued by visions all her life. She was often seen wandering the town of Charleston, talking to people no one else could see, and most people paid her no mind, but now they were listening to her. "Don't you fools know nothing," she said. "It's that mermaid that's making it rain. Don't you know what a mermaid is?" People shook their heads and said they didn't know. "A mermaid is a person who's been washed out to sea, and when that happens, they are turned into a mermaid by other mermaids, and when that happens, they are cursed to live the rest of their lives in the sea. No more can they step foot on dry land. And that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to make it rain so hard with her mermaid magic she'll get washed out to sea to join her people." And pretty soon everyone in town was talking about mermaids. There wasn't a saloon or a grocery store or a barbershop that didn't have some kind of expert on mermaids. "Oh, they could make it rain until doomsday if they had a mind," they were saying. "Oh, they could make water appear out of thin air." People decided there really was a mermaid in that tank. And it wanted out, out it was going to come. Now, there was no date set by the mayor. There was no grand announcement. It was just one day, everyone cracked. And they came down to the narrow King Street by the docks. They came down from Wellington Street, Bottle Alley. They came down from Danger Corner. And by the time they got down to the narrow King Street by the docks, they were 1,000 strong. And they were armed with hammers and cudgels and clubs. And Dr. Kavanaugh was there, and he was waving his arms at the people, and his blue eye was flashing, and his green eye was flashing, and his teeth were white and sharp like a shark. And he said, "It's nothing but a trick, you fools. It's nothing but wire wrapped in burlap. It's pig's bladders filled with air. There ain't no such things as mermaids, you fools." But the fools were having none of it. They rushed into the Hall of Wonders, and armed with their axes and their hammers and their cudgels and their clubs, they smashed all the tanks, setting the fish free. They ran down the long, dark corridor, and there were the black velvet curtains. They were parted. Isaac Sims was there, armed with a sledgehammer. Even he had turned against Dr. Kavanaugh. And he reared back with that sledgehammer, and he let it fly. And it struck the plate glass in the center, and it shattered into 1,000 pieces. Now they say that a split second is a tiny moment in time. It's almost immeasurable. But a lot can happen in a split second, and at that moment, a lot did. Just before Isaac Sims' sledgehammer hit the plate glass, something swam out of the murk. And if it really was wire wrapped in burlap and pig splatters filled with air, it was an amazing piece of work. It stood there poised on a silvery tail, and it had white porcelain skin, and waves of blonde hair fell down around its shoulders. But then Isaac Sims' sledgehammer hit the plate glass, and it shattered into 1,000 pieces, and water began pouring out of the tank. More water than there could possibly have been behind it. and they sailed. And whatever it was that was in that tank was washed into Dr. Kavanaugh's arms. When the people were picked up by that wave of water, they were pushed down the corridor and out into the street, and water started pouring out of the doors and the windows and the chimney. And when the people picked themselves up, they could see there was nothing left of the Hall of Wonders. The walls of that building were destroyed, and they hung like wet pasteboard. But the rain had finally stopped. And that was good enough for the people of Charleston. Now, the people of Charleston looked up and down through that town looking for Dr. Kavanaugh. They wanted to lock him up in the deepest, darkest dungeon they had in town. But Dr. Kavanaugh was never seen again. People figured he must have been washed out to sea by that great wall of water that came out of that tank, and that was good enough for them. The Hall of Wonders never really went away. Other people came and built their own Halls of Wonder, and people still paid top dollar to see fish of every size, color, and description. Of course, nowadays, we call those things aquariums. So the next time you go to an aquarium, I want you to go to the biggest tank and look in the back. And if you see a strange fish with one blue eye and one green eye and rows of sharp white teeth, well, maybe then you will have found out what truly happened to Dr. Rembrandt Kavanaugh. But what's worse is that he will have found you.